Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
There's one area in my life that I seem to fail at time and time again. It's a silly little thing that most people probably don't think twice about, but for me, it's a big deal. And it came to a head over the weekend when I made a comment to my fiance Corb, and he picked up on my very bad miscommunication. There's a lot of phrases in the world that are very commonly used. You know, oh, it costs me an arm and a leg. More that can't come to me at the moment, probably for this very reason.
Oh, look, it's something I feel I'm not very good at idioms. I get them wrong. I don't know them. It's especially obvious in our business where we'll come off air and realize we don't know how to use a word. Like maybe I'm very guilty of misusing frugal, meaning the opposite of what it actually is. I always talk about it as, oh, they were very lavish with their spending. They were very frugal.
There you go.
It's not that at all.
I've never noticed that. The one I used over the weekend that really flagged for Corbin was I said, no skin on my nose, instead of no skin off my nose.
Yes, I know that one.
It's no skin on my nose if that happens. It was my words. You know what?
Sounds painful.
The thing is, we've got a platform here, Bob, and I think instead of me having to change my ways to fit the rest of the world, we just embrace the mispronounced, missaid sayings.
So we're translating Brooke speak.
Yeah, with the help of Corb, I've put together a bit of a list of the ones that I've said completely wrong. I will read it out to you, and maybe if you can give me an idea of what you think it might mean.
I love that your fiance has kept track of these.
I think we start with no skin on my nose, because I feel like that could mean it's not going to get, it can't get any worse than it already is.
Yeah.
No, there's no skin on my nose. Any ideas?
Of what that could mean?
Yeah.
I take it very literally. I've got no skin on my nose. Are you sure you're here for a skin graft? There's no skin on my nose.
It's not really a saying then, is it? It's just something someone said.
Yeah, but if it's memorable, if it's funny, if it's a good one-liner, they'll, you know, try and get a laugh out of it themselves.
Yeah, fair enough. I also have said, instead of like, it's not rocket science, I've been like, oh, it's not culinary school. Probably not as hard as rocket science would be, but still tricky for the average Joe.
It's still a particular skill.
Yeah. Maybe like it's not as hard as it could be,
yeah,
but it's still not easy.
It's like I'm not a specialist.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not great at it.
Okay. It's not podiatry.
Instead of having a biscuit on, instead of having a chip on your shoulder, I've said you've got a biscuit on your shoulder. Any ideas what we could use for that?
Again, I always go for the very literal. It's like, oh, I feel like an idiot. It's like there's something on my face. There's something obvious I've missed.
That's
there's
probably
a biscuit
not silly.
On my shoulder.
There's a biscuit on your shoulder. That's actually a really good one. I was thinking something like, oh, you're a sweet person. There's a biscuit on your shoulder. But I like yours.
It's my boss. He's got a real biscuit on his shoulder. He always comes in wearing his stupid tie from the 70s that should have gone out of date a while ago.
Well,
he's got a real biscuit on his shoulder.
I think we can easily make that into day-to-day, don't you?
I love it.